I was in the Reedham, and it's isolated from all the houses. It used to be next door to the Rossi's residence, which was pulled down when they put the freeway in. But behind us, we used to have a big paddock, and every year they used to plough it up and put corn in there, or put maize in there. And when the maize started to ripen, we'd get in there, we'd make huts in there, and we'd strip all these corns for about a month of the year. We used to be the best fed kids in Moonside. We used to get in all these cobs of corn up. I had that much corn in there. It took me 20 years before I got around to eating another cob of corn again. But it was the only way we'd put on a terrific amount of weight. It sort of literally had to do us for the rest of the year. Because I'd know it. When I was in the, we used to have 10 or 12 kids at each table with these big benches there. And I was on the junior table, and you used to get a slice and a half of bread. And if you happen to be the oldest one on the table, you got two slices. And then as you got older, so you progressed up to the next table, where you automatically got two slices of bread for tea. And if you were the oldest boy, you got two and a half. And then eventually, I never got to the third table because we went up to the mountains. But the top table got three slices of bread. And that's it. And of course, we were always hungry. Imagine kids that were 10 and 12, running around all the time at home. At
burning
school,
up energy.
And we're burning up energy and coming up at night to get a better slice and a half of bread. Boy, get out in about 10 seconds flat.